media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Trucciani. Good morning, Coach Trucciani.
Good morning, Rob.
Very impressive performance for your guys on Saturday as you pull away in the second half for that 42-7 win over Delaware. What pleased you with the way your team played?
You know, it was a great team win for us. Really, in all three phases, proud of the way the guys came out. We've had a tough stretch here the last three games, you know, and I felt like there's been improvement in our football team over the last 3 weeks, but, you know, it was Wake Forest, a top 20 ACC team, and it was JMU, and it was New Hampshire, two of the best defensive teams in our league right now. So we just didn't have the wins or the statistics to back up the improvement and the progress. But our kids, you know, had a great attitude last week. They prepared. You know, there was frustration, and they were hungry, and they came out and played real well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because you've been saying for the last 3 weeks about how you've seen improvement in your team, and you felt like they were close. What has been the message to your guys to keep their heads up and be able to turn in the type of performance that they did Saturday?
You know, it's all about 1 week at a time, Rob, and that's what we've focused on and focused on the attitude of our team and sticking to our routine, you know. And so that's what they did and went out and practiced and, you know, had the same practice routine we had for the last 3 weeks, but with a heightened sense of urgency, I would say. And the guys were hungry. They were anxious. And, you know, we went out on Saturday and did the things you need to do to win a football game. You know, we're balanced on offense. We're able to run and pass, protect the quarterback. We protected the football and took it away, plus three in the takeaways. You know, we did a great job on defense on third down, getting off the field. We did a good job in the red area on both sides of the ball, and pleased with the discipline standpoint. You know, two penalties on the day. I just felt like the guys went out and put it all together.
Offensively, unbelievable day for Davis, 22 of 25, 259 and a touchdown, perfect 13 of 13 in the second half. I'm sure, you know, after the performance in New Hampshire, he was chomping at the bit to get back on the field, but how good to see him have that kind of day on Saturday.
No, it was great, and you know, he was focused all week, and I think the team kind of fed off of his attitude and his focus and his sense of urgency, you know, offensively too throughout the week. But it was great to see him go out there and have that kind of success and really, you know, be patient. Like, we felt like Delaware was their team that wasn't giving up the big play, so we had to take what they were giving us, and we had to be patient and sustain drives, and that's exactly what he did. He didn't have to go force anything. He didn't have to go win the game for us. He just had to go out there and play quarterback and make good decisions, and he did that.
As Coach Rocco was saying too, the 1 year anniversary of when he suffered that knee injury a year ago, did you sense that it was a little extra special coming in a game 1 year after that injury?
I'm sure. I mean, the day was special for him. I mean, it was a big win and a great performance. I don't think he had a vendetta against Delaware or anything like that. I really think Davis was just thrilled to go out there and play well and lead our team to a win.
Another guy offensively that had a nice day. We've talked about several of your receivers, but Bryson Daughtry, 6 catches, 93 yards, and also scores on a 3 yard sweep there on the run. Just maybe talk about what he brings to your team and his performance Saturday.
Yeah, that whole room, you know, the whole receiver room, I think, had a great day. But Bryson, you know, he was a very productive player out of high school. He, you know, was in the top statistically in the state of North Carolina from a reception standpoint coming out of high school. So, you know, that type of production tends to follow a player. So, you know, we're not surprised to see that production from Bryson. And he's been developing into a really good player. But, yeah, he had a great day. And Cortez Weeks had a great day. And Cole Taylor and Jackson Parham, you know, those two guys, the way they blocked on the perimeter, there was a lot of perimeter screens, a lot of bubble screens and RPOs that, you know, where Davis put the ball right on the money so those guys could catch it in stride and Jackson and Cole did a great job blocking, you know, on the perimeter for those screens. And when you get a defense running sideline to sideline, you tend to wear them out later in the game. And I think that played a big part in us having the success we did in the second half.
Coach Rocker touched on it, but the fumble that your team was able to force there on the 1-2 yard line right before the half, how big of a momentum change was that?
It was huge. You know, that's why you hustle to chase plays down. You know, make them snap it again, whether it's inside the five or the two. You know, make them snap it again and play defense and give yourself a chance for those plays. So, you know, Greg Liggs hustling on the long pass to get that thing down at the two, I mean, that was significant. You know, and then, you know, getting lined up quick. They went tempo on us and they went fast, and, you know, we had to really get lined up and play football quickly, and that was a big play.
Defensively as a whole, your team holds Delaware to, I think, 319 yards, just 13 first downs. Just give me your assessment on just in general what you were able to do so effectively against them.
You know, the continued development, you know, just fitting the run, especially at the second level and out back, keeping the ball in front of us and trying to make people earn the field, is an area that we've been getting better at. I felt like our guys on defense really, they played hard, and they wanted to get off blocks. They ran sideline to sideline. You know, another big opportunistic play by Greg Liggs with a pick six. And you know, I just think we're getting better defensively, getting more comfortable, playing fast. I'm pleased with the progress.
Along with Greg, the other guy that at least statistically had a huge day, Cole Coleman, 16 tackles. Maybe just some comments on his performance.
Yeah, Cole's doing a good job, man. He's a good young football player. You know, got thrown into the action last year as a true freshman, and really grew and developed from that experience. And he's an active defensive player, and a lot of the times, you know, that bandit position for us can be very productive. And he's becoming a better tackler, and he did a really nice job for us on Saturday. The other guy that did a really nice job that was really disruptive was Marcus Willoughby. You know, he doesn't like to stay blocked very long. Very disruptive, and had a great day.
Been talking with several coaches here this morning. Four unranked teams beat ranked teams in the CAA on Saturday. Your team may be in one of them. You've been around the conference for a while. Are you surprised when you see results like that?
You know, I mean, it is the CAA where anybody can beat anybody. So, you know, a lot of times, too, Rob, it's not who you play. Sometimes it's when you play them, too, as guys get banged up and teams get banged up and, you know, the depth chart changes. But it is week to week, and you better show up and be ready to play.
That being said, you guys finally get your bye week after seven games. Is it a good time to get a little break and heal up for this stretch run?
No doubt. You know, we're going into fall break here this week as well, you know, and, you know, the number one goal is to make sure we recover and take care of our bodies, but gives us a chance to get a head start on URI and work on some self-scout and get out and do some recruiting. So we're looking forward to taking advantage of this bye week.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for taking time with us this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.